Today, I've got a very special guest who's here to help you plan your dream honeymoon. That's coming up next on the Wedding Planning Podcast.
Our goal is to buy you the best vacation for the best price. Set up an appointment. Our consultation is free. We will give you the best recommendations afterwards.
Why, hello there, my friend, and thank you so very much for joining me this week on an all-new episode of the Wedding Planning Podcast. I hope your week is off to an awesome start, and I hope all things wedding planning are going well. Today, I'm joined by a very special guest. Her name is Susan Green from Susan's Travel Services. You may know a 60-second rundown of Susan and what she does from our weekly meetings right here. She has been a valued partner of this show for years now, and I believe in the value of her services so much that I'm honored to share her services with you on literally every single show. Susan offers honeymoon planning services to engaged couples like you, and today she's going to share with you the process for finding your ideal honeymoon destination, exactly when you should start planning this trip of a lifetime, hot destinations for 2023 and beyond, and she even has some honeymoon planning mistakes to highlight for you so that you can sidestep the common issues that she sees come up for couples over and over again. And with that, I'll turn it over to Susan.
Yeah, so what we like to do is we always start with a phone call. If you want, we'll do a Zoom. But we found that if we get a phone call, you know, a lot of people like to do emails and texts. But what we don't get from that is we don't get what's important to you. And it's really important to us for, first of all, for us to find out, what do you guys like? What do you not like? What is important to you? And how we can help you. You know, we want to make sure if you're like, hey, we want to go camping in Yosemite, we're going to be like, that's great. That is not how we work. And we'll be totally upfront about it. But we try to give some advice, but we also try to really listen. What we want to do is we want to make sure that, hey, we're going to hear kind of what you want, because we're going to toss you back at most three ideas. And we want to hear from you on those ideas. So if you're like, hey, we really want to go to an all-inclusive in the Caribbean, we're not going to give you 15 all-inclusives, because that would be a waste of your time and of our time. They're all going to start looking the same. They look the same to us after a while. But we're going to give you usually three. And then we're going to say, what do you like about them? And what do you not like about them? And the reason that we do that is we want to know what you don't like about them. So if you're like, hey, it's too far from the airport, or we like something a little bit smaller, or we like something with a little bit more of a party, this looks like old people there, whatever it is, that's our job, is to listen. So we spend a lot of time trying to ask the right questions at the beginning, so that when we send you ideas, we will get back. We certainly hope we hit it out of the park with the first three that we send you, but that doesn't happen. And some of that is, hey, let's make sure we are listening, and then let's get back and chat with you again. And those usually are on email or on text. But our first phone call, we usually try to get both people on there, both parts of the couple. And then we tell them, hey, what floats your boat? I realize that we all have a lot of people in our world that can influence us, from my parents saying to me, hey, that's not a safe place to travel, to one of your best friends took a photo in Thailand and you're like, oh my gosh, I got to go there. We want to hear that so we can get an idea and a vibe. And then we ask you a couple other questions. Obviously, what is your budget? When are you thinking you want to travel? A big one that people say is, hey, we get married on the 27th. We want to leave on the 28th. Well, we kind of bring up what we have statistically. We've been in this for a long time. Statistically, people the day after their wedding, people who have flown in town for their wedding, they'll have a breakfast or a brunch. Maybe you want to fly the next day. What does that look like for you? And then if you're going to a place that requires an overnight flight, do you want to fly that next day at night? Do you want to fly? Because you don't want to fly the night of your wedding. So when do you guys want to fly? How many stops are you willing to take? How much is it to go on business class? Everyone always asks. And then when I tell them the price, they always give a gasp. Usually, because I'm telling you, I know it's absurd how expensive it is to go for business class. It jumps up by four times the price, at least, to get into business class air. And right now, airfare is just absurd. So we try to get, we'll be as honest with people as possible. We want to give them our strength, which is we have traveled, been, or understand, hey, when you want to go to Tulum, which is all over Instagram and super fun. Let's give you some truths about Tulum. Most of the places are not air conditioned. Okay, I need air conditioning. Most people don't care. It's so cool that it looks like a birdhouse, but it's not air conditioned. Number two, it's 2 hours from the airport. So when you land, after you've taken two flights to get there, because you live in Maine, now you get there, you go through customs and you get in a private transfer. Let's make sure it's nonstop, but you're going for 2 more hours. Are you okay with that? Let's just talk you through that. Maybe you don't care. And you're like, great. If you're going for 3 nights, you're not okay with that. I'll just tell you right now, you don't want that. So we try to give you some honesty in your trip. A lot of people say they want to go to Europe and they want to go travel the world and go see 14 places. And we're like, do you realize how exhausting weddings are? They are wonderful, magical experiences, and they drain you and you're exhausted. Maybe that's your first anniversary trip. Because we're trying to build a relationship with you. We're trying to help you go on a trip again. So maybe we divide this between two trips. So if we don't get on that phone call with you, it comes off a little funky when you do an email and then people go, well, this is what we want. And we're like, you know what, let's just get on the phone because we want to hear you. And we also want to make sure that you guys hear what we're saying, which is we'll put you wherever you guys want to go, but we're going to give you some great advice so that you guys go on that vacation and that vacation is exactly what you guys want, because there's a lot of things that look fabulous out there that are not exactly what they say they are. Shocking, I know, but things do lie to you on the internet and Instagram, especially, or TikTok, which is the new one. TikTok's the new one. And TikTok is really good at showing these incredible, fun videos of people that they don't. I always say, did they show you their receipt? Did they show you how much they paid? Because I can tell you how much I pay and it could be a total lie. So we'll just be as upfront with people as possible about things. So that's kind of the process that we walk through.
So well said. Can you tell us a little bit about what type of vacations do you plan? Yeah. If my husband and I want to rent a camper van and go to Yosemite, do you plan that? I know the answer, but I'm just teeing it up for you.
Yeah. But I will say is that our predominant vacation are vacation packages. So we're going to be selling cruises. We're going to sell places outside the United States. Predominant, I would say 80% of our trips are outside the United States, outside Alaska and Hawaii. We do have some domestic US that we sell. We do have a Disney person on our team that will do all Disney for you. She will help you with your dining and all the things Disney that you need to know, from Disney cruises to Adventure by Disney to whatever. But we work with trips that we are well-versed in. Places like going and renting a camper or going tenting, we always say it this way. So we tell people, look, we're looking to work with vacation packages that they pay us at no cost to you. That's how we work. We do start with a planning fee. That is the way that we work. So when you contact us at the beginning, we're going to sit down, you're going to fill out what you're going to do, and I'm going to figure out, okay, are you looking to go to the South Pacific? Are you looking to go to Africa? Then you're probably going to talk with me. Are you looking to go on a cruise? You're going to talk to my cruise specialist, and that's Mackenzie. She happens to be my oldest daughter. She's been in this business now for 2 years. We're small, but she knows everything about the cruises, and she's going to be able to sit down and go through them. So some people say to us, well, why should I pay you a fee, right? What, I can do this all myself. I get that. I get that a lot. Our goal is to, like I've said many, many times, our goal is to buy you the best vacation for the best price. We track, for example, cruising. We track all of our cruises. There's a program. It costs money. We pay for it. It tracks them. If your price of your cruise goes down, we're going to contact you. We're either going to get you a better room for the same price, or your price is going to go down up until final payment. Nobody else does that. Our agency and agencies that buy into it do that. And there's a huge difference in the cruises that you go on. So what we tell people is, yes, I get that you have a budget, but what a bummer to go on a cruise based on a price versus a cruise based on an experience. So let's make sure that your trip is exactly what it is. And that takes time. So it took us time to go, hey, there's a difference between Carnival, Norwegian, Princess, Royal Caribbean. And you might be the right person for one of those, but we want to make sure of that. So we're going to take the time to get to know you and get to know which trip is right for you. And so that's kind of how our process works, is we want to make sure, hey, which island do you want to go to? Are you traveling in the fall? Do you know about the hurricane belt? Let's explain where the hurricanes are going to go. So either we're going to pick a different location, or you're going to pick a different time, or you're going to understand your risks of traveling during a time when the hurricanes are high season. I happen to know that time. My anniversary is October 9th. Nobody told me I'd be fighting hurricanes for the rest of my life, and I'm celebrating my 30th this year. So we want to tell you those things so that you're going to get that best experience. So we're all about the experience. With that experience and what you value can be the best price. So we work with companies that are going to give us the best pricing. But our goal at the beginning always is to say, where do you want to go? When do you want to go? And what does that trip look like for you? And so, you know, your value might be, hey, I want to be around a lot of people. I really want to have a view of an ocean, and I want a tub sitting on my balcony. And anything else, or I want nonstop air. It's really important to me not to spend a long time on an airplane. Okay. Now we've kind of narrowed it down, but now you still got a lot to choose from. Oh, and you know, we want a smaller boutique hotel, or like, I don't drink alcohol. So for me, all-inclusive isn't as important. Well, then where could we go? So then we start looking at different opportunities, and we spend that time, usually 30 to 45 minutes, sitting down with you, answering questions, going over, talking about where you've traveled, what has been a great success when you've traveled, and what has been a grand failure when you've traveled. Hey, let's not do that again. So we want to know that. And we don't mind if you're going to tell us that, because we want to make this great for you. So that's one of those things that we sit down and we do with you, is we make sure. If you guys are looking to go to, like I said, the national parks, that's not something that we're really well versed in. We're not your best person for that. We can give you recommendations. We're happy to do that. So we say this: set up an appointment. Our consultation is free. We will give you the best recommendations afterwards. If we think we're the best, we're going to tell you that. If we don't, we're going to say, hey, you know what? You can do this online, or here's where I would go if I were you. And that's what we tell people. I had some lady that just called me today and says, all I need is airfare and a car. And I said, I am not your person. I'm going to be charging you. You can do it this way. And this is how I would book it if it were me. She goes, really? I go, yeah, it's not worth my time. She goes, okay. So we try to be, like I said, as upfront as we can.
And just to reiterate that, because it's so important, if you're not sure exactly what you want or what type of trip you do want, this is a free consultation that you're being invited to with Susan. So the planning fee wouldn't come in until further down after that consultation call. So don't hesitate to book a call and get the information, get to know each other, and see if what it is that you have in your imagination matches something that Susan can help you with, because to be able to take advantage of her almost 3 decades of experience in this is absolutely priceless.
Well, thank you. And we do, as always, we do give you guys $50 off your final trip. So in a sense, it could be off your planning fee, but we take it off the final payment. It's only because if you don't end up booking with us, we always end up, you know, then it becomes this who pays who. So we just take it off the final payment of your trip. But yes, we will do that. We will sit with you, brainstorm with you, talk to you about the different options, from how long does it take to get a passport right now? And there are some things that are variables that we just don't know, but we have spent the time figuring out what we're good at. We have spent time. I've been to Mexico over 80 times. So, and that's not all for fun. It is traveling and meeting managers and walking through hotels. And what does that vibe look like? And what does it feel like when you go through the airport? And what should you avoid? And what is a fabulous thing to do? And that's what we do in a lot of these locations. And so we want to give that to people. And we want to make sure that, like I said, your experience and what you guys want to do is great. We joke around about this, but we really hope this is the only honeymoon you go on. So let's make it a fabulous one. And then we hope you go on another trip some other time in life. We hope your honeymoon's not your only trip. So we're building a relationship with you. And we're hoping that your relationship with us is, hey, you're going to tell your friends and you're going to go on another trip with us another time. And so we're writing notes and we're putting them in our database, so that when you call us again and say, you know, we didn't go to Ireland for our honeymoon, but we really wanted to, I can pull that up and go, you know, I do remember that conversation. We don't have 5,000 customers. We build relationships with our customers. So we really like who we do our business with. And that's why it's really important to know who you are, and you guys get to know who we are.
Perfect. And then for couples who are in the midst of wedding planning, as if you're listening to this, you likely are, when should we contact you to start the honeymoon planning process? What's like your recommended timeframe for all of this to begin?
So anywhere between 9 to 12 months is ideal. Partly, airfare does not open until, no matter how you book it. So whether you use points, whether you purchase it, it doesn't open for 330 days out. So if you're going to get married in June 1st of 2024, your airfare is going to open up around the middle of July. Now, with that being said, let's say you said to me, well, I really want to go to Tahiti. We could still book your hotels and your transfers. And we call that the bones of the trip. And then once airfare opens, we have a little note that pops up. We email you and we say, hey, guess what? Airfare is open. Here's the price on airfare. Are you wanting to purchase this right now? Because airfare, you have to pay for in full. So some people say, you know what? We're in the middle of paying for something else with our wedding. We're going to hold off. And then we just put a reminder on there to remind people to purchase air. Obviously, the farther out you go, usually the better the price. There is this idea that last minute trips, there's not a lot of that anymore. It used to be a big phenomenon right when the internet came out. There was two things that came out: Tuesday deals on airfare, and I'll explain that in a second, and then last minute deals. And that was because these companies came in and they said, hey, guess what? We have this great opportunity in this platform, especially with Facebook, where we have open space and we can go dump it, right? We can say, hey, you know what? This hotel's not sold out. We're just going to dump it out. Or this cruise isn't sold out. We're just going to dump the price. It doesn't happen that way anymore because they have strategically figured out how to sell it so much better in advance. I will tell you, I don't know one cruise line that is not sold out within 2 weeks of the cruise going out. And we sell a lot of cruises. So that is a little bit of a myth. So technically, the closer you're going to get to your honeymoon, the price is going to go up. So most of the time, I would say 99% of the time, we can put a deposit down without airfare for about $200 to $400. And if you change your dates, you can just move that deposit. But you can put it on there and then you can, if you've got like, oh, well, you know, we're not sure if we want to do that or whatever, but you can put money down on hotels and we can move it around without losing the value that you guys got on booking early in advance. The second thing is that Tuesday morning airfare, and everyone, I get asked every single week, when is airfare go on sale? When does airfare go on sale? Well, this is how it used to be. Monday, you'd go to work, and I went in and they said, Susan, as a guy, whatever, Dan, you're going to go fly to San Francisco and you're going to go talk to your client because that's the only way you could do it. And they'd book the flight on Monday for you to fly out on Wednesday or for the following week. You could hold it till the end of the day without purchasing it. And at midnight on Monday night, that ticket would release. So that meant Tuesday morning, all those tickets that those businesses put on after they had their Monday morning meeting, they went back into inventory and all those ticket prices came back low because now all of a sudden they had more inventory and these people didn't purchase their tickets. Airfare is not like that anymore. People buy airfare all the way around the world, and airfare very rarely goes back on sale. Google flights now has a thing that if you purchase certain flights, they will honor your, they'll give you back if there's a certain percentage. I use Google flights when I'm purchasing my own airfare, but I tell people this summer, I had a free trip. We went to Antigua and I paid $1,400 per person for two coach tickets. My husband even said, he goes, are we going business? I go, nope, that was coach for our free trip to meet friends in Antigua. And that's just the way airfare is. They say some of it right now is the emissions that are going off airfare. It's supply and demand. After we got out of COVID, we have less carriers and we have less routes. And so their flight, I don't know what their magic is on why they decide why airfare is. You used to be able to fly from Phoenix to LA for $99. Now it's $249, the lowest you're ever going to find it. Well, why? I don't know. They didn't ask me. So our goal is to say, hey, when you're ready to purchase it, but that does play a price when you're adding up, I want to go on a vacation. And you're like, here's my budget. And we say, hey, look, your budget to Hawaii is just a little unrealistic when there's two of you that want to fly there and your airfare is $2,500 and your budget's five. We can't get you there for $2,500 with a car and with all the things that you want in an ocean view for $2,500 when that's all you have left after your airfare. Mm-hmm. So we just try to be as upfront as we can. We have no trouble if you guys buy your airfare. We buy airfare for people at a favor. We make no money on airfare. It is only a favor to add it into the package for you. But so the realistic part of it is when you're ready to start looking, it is great to have that conversation. The other reason it's great to have that conversation 9 months to 12 months out, your wedding's going to cost you more than you think it is. I wish it didn't, but it always does. I rarely have someone said, God, we came in under budget and we spent a lot less time. It's always going to take more time and more money. What gets the less amount of money is your honeymoon. And so we just say to people, look, you probably only take one honeymoon, we hope. We don't want you to spend more than you have, but make it special enough that it's not just another trip, that it's not just, hey, I can take this later. It's not that big of a deal. Make it special enough that you look back with fondness and go, that was pretty awesome. Wow, I don't think we'll ever do that again. Or you're going someplace you've always dreamed of. Not, hey, we just went to the Holiday Inn in San Diego. I love San Diego. But if that's all you can afford, I get it. But if you're like, hey, this is a little bit more, maybe $500, $1,000 more. It's really what we want. You know, and so that's where we say, could you go for one last night? We make it just that much more exciting. So we just try to talk through that with you and say, we just know from experience, this is what our, I would say 80% of our business is honeymoon and anniversary trips. The rest of it is people doing family vacations. But if that's what we're talking to 80% of the time, people are giving us and then they give us feedback. Gosh, we're really glad. Or, you know what? I wish we had done this instead. And we get to hear and people really wish they had done their bucket list honeymoon over, I'm glad I saved money. I don't get that often. Oh, I'm so glad we didn't spend that money on that. So, you know, we try to listen to what people want and we try to have that honest conversation and, or give them ideas that they might not have thought of.
So helpful. Given all of this wonderful information, can you share maybe your top 3 to 5 best honeymoon destinations?
You got it. I would say our number one honeymoon that we sell and we're one of the top sellers is the South Pacific, which would either be Tahiti, which is like Moorea, Bora Bora, or Fiji. It's areas that I've been lucky enough to go to now 5 times. I just got back from Fiji and I've been to Tahiti 4 times. It is closer than I think people realize. Tahiti is 8 hours overnight from LAX. It's actually not a miserable flight in coach. I've done coach, I've done business, and I've done the middle class. I've done, obviously business is the best. We're not kidding ourselves, right? But I've done all of them. And It is just pretty enough and it's just far enough. And one of the quotes they always said when we first learned about Tahiti was the amount of people that go to Hawaii in a week go to Tahiti in a year. So has less people, the water is prettier than the photo you see of Bora Bora. It is so blue and so electric and so crazy that you just look at it and go, you want to pinch yourself. It's so pretty. The food, it's French Polynesia. So it's the French world. The food is French. It's fantastic. And you just feel like you're that much farther away from the regular world, which is different than when you go to the Caribbean. So it's one of our absolute, absolute favorite places to sell. A second place that I feel like everyone, no matter when you go, but it's one of my favorites for honeymoons is to Africa, either Kenya or South Africa. I've been lucky to go there 4 times also. I got taken there when I was in my 30s by my parents. I will be completely transparent saying I did not want to go. I was like, this is expensive and animals are great, but whatever. And I will tell you, it's life changing. To have a lion walk by you while you're in a car and not want to eat you is profound. The stars of the Southern Hemisphere are incredible. The food, I cried when I left the people. I mean, I just got chills thinking of it. It is so beautiful. And there's so many different ways to see it. And we have partnered with some of the best that are there so that you can go, we can do luxury. I mean, I stayed at a place, I was lucky enough where Bill Gates stayed. And I've also been at places that are like 4-star that have fabulous, fabulous game drives. So we want to get more people there. And that's a passion of mine is, hey, I want people to go there. So it's a great honeymoon, but you really do need 10 to 12 days because it's an overnight flight there and back. It is kind of far. And then when we look at the Caribbean, which is just beautiful, I love St. Lucia. So St. Lucia is called the Hawaii of the Caribbean. It is full of Tetons and tall, majestic mountains. And it is, the water is blue. It is far enough south that it's in the Antilles. So it's far enough south. So it's outside that hurricane zone. I've been there during my anniversary. It's funny. I've been there 4 times. I guess I've been to a lot of places 4 times, but it is, we're going there again this summer. So when we choose, I always say when I choose to go on places for my vacation, this is where we go. My husband's a diver. We love a lot of properties there, but it is the people. So sometimes it's the people. I like to go to places where I can lay on a beach and have them walk up to me and go, Mrs. Green, can I bring you a Diet Coke? Mrs. Green, would you like me to clean your room? I don't want to make my bed. I don't want to have to think about anything. I plan everyone's life and everyone's trip. So when I go on a vacation, I want them to go, how can I serve you? And that's what you get at a lot of these places. And St. Lucia is just stunning. It is, but you got to understand how to get there because a lot of people don't understand. 90% of the resorts are 90 minutes from the airport when you go there. So you got to understand how you're going to get there. And that's a lot of the finagling of these three places. But those are some of the hotter spots. Now, there are smaller islands that pop in, right, that come in. Curaçao, Anguilla. There's some of these hotter ones, Costa Rica. They come in and they're great. But those are questions that we always have to ask people. And those are great examples of, what did you like about Costa Rica? Oh, I don't know. Or I saw an Instagram. What did you like about what you saw on the Instagram? Well, I saw a tented building. Okay, that's Nayara. I love that. That's in the Arenal area. Do you know that's 90 minutes from the beach? I had no idea. Not a problem. We're going to put you at 2 locations because I've been there. That's a great place where you can go do these wonderful activities and see animals, but I'm sure you want to be near a beach at some point. Did you know in Costa Rica, it's really hard to swim in the ocean? It's very rocky. Most people, it's mainly a pool destination. So if you're like, I want ice blue water and I want to go ride waves, that's not Costa Rica. And that's okay. That could be another vacation. But so we have to ask that. Or Anguilla, stunning. Four Seasons is there. I think movie stars go there. Do you know there's one flight a day for most US cities to get there? It's impossible. Guess what that means? Airfare, super expensive. So you can get a fabulous deal on a hotel. We just can't even get you there. Or you're going to be on a double stop on an airplane. Nobody wants that. It's not, that's a horrible way to start a vacation is, oh, I'm going to fly from Phoenix to Houston, to Miami, to Anguilla. Yeah. And I'm going to get there at midnight. No, you don't want to start that way. So those are the kind of things we sit down and go, what is it about what you like? Maybe there's another location you haven't thought of. We don't want to put you at a cookie cutter. We don't get kickbacks from any hotel chains. We get kickbacks when you tell your friends and tag us and say, Susan's fabulous and her team. That's how we make our money. But I really want people to have a fabulous experience. The other way to do trips is people start asking about is, what is the difference between going on a cruise and a guided vacation and a tour and, you know, Australia and New Zealand and all those? We have to start asking you like, okay, well, what does that look like for you? And how much time do you have? And that's the other part of the equation is you can have a certain amount of money, but how much time do you have? Don't call me and say that you have 6 days to go to Australia without understanding how long it takes to get there. And we've had people argue with us and say, well, we don't care how long it takes. And I'm like, oh, everything in me is like, you cannot just go to Sydney on a 17-hour flight. Like, I can't do that. But we will book you wherever you want to go. Technically, I guess we will. So hopefully that gives you some ideas. And like I said, we are all for, I love hearing about new places that people have seen. We want to give you the honest truth about what you guys see on Instagram and TikTok and what is a reality.
This is all a perfect segue into, let's kind of close the conversation with some of the top mistakes that you see couples make over and over and over again, whether it's at the beginning in the planning stages or whether it's deeper in to after they've actually committed to a place. What are some big like red flags that come up over and over again that we can kind of keep our eyes out for?
Yeah, you got it. So one of the number one things that comes up is airfare, but people don't realize that that's what's coming up. So I'll give them a price and then they'll say, hey, you know what? I saw this online, and I'll say, send me the quote because I got to compare apples to apples because we can price match. Well, what'll happen is they're looking at basic economy airfare. So we have to explain to people what basic economy is. Basic economy means you board the airplane last in zone 9, no matter what airline you're on. There's no cancels, no matter what. There's no change fee, no seat assignment. You're sitting in the middle and you're not sitting together. We don't sell basic economy. I'm not putting someone on a honeymoon and saying you're not sitting together on an airplane. So I have people that go, well, and it can be $100 less per person. It can be $200 less per person. We don't sell basic economy. We sell economy, which allows you, like with American, to change your flight, to get a seat assignment together. Now, sometimes with American, they hold back seats and you might not be able to get where you want to seat until you get to the airport, but we just don't sell certain classes of service that are very, very cheap. We also don't sell Spirit Airlines. We don't personally sell Frontier Airlines. And this is why. If you fly Spirit Airlines and that airline, you miss your connection in Fort Lauderdale, they have one flight a day. So now you've missed your connection because of whatever. You could have a bad storm in Phoenix. It could be something else. The airplane could be late to you. Now you've missed your connection. Now, what are you going to do when you get to Fort Lauderdale? You, at your cost, which you don't read because we don't read the fine print, you have to go to a hotel and stay at a hotel. And now your trip is, you've missed a whole day because your flight is the next day at like 3 o'clock to get you to Jamaica or wherever you're going. And now your seat assignment that you paid for, because you have to pay for those things on those cheap airlines, is not available. So we just say, look, we will buy the flights for you if you want them, but we don't. So that's a big mistake that people don't realize they're making to save money. People don't understand also when they book flights on overnight flights, they don't pay attention to the detail. If I fly overnight on the 1st, that means my hotel starts on the 2nd and I go through the 8th, that is 7 nights, but my airline has to start on the 1st. So if you book that economy, basic economy flight on the 2nd to arrive on the 3rd, but you booked your hotel from the 2nd to the 9th, and your hotel is non-refundable, they're not giving you back that one night. So before we book anything, we go over it with you and explain the differences on that. The second thing is understanding how long it takes to get places. And that's a big one for people. And that's where we really feel like we can help a lot. From, like I brought up the example of Tulum, when you land at the airport, how far away is your hotel from an airport? So do you have shared transfers? Do you know what that means? That means I'm sitting in a transfer. I could be sitting in a transfer with crying, screaming children who just sat on an airplane for 5 hours on Spirit, who missed their flight the day before. They could be very, very unhappy. And, or are you on a private transfer? That means I go nonstop because shared transfers usually stop at another hotel, which means your 2-hour transfer could take 4 hours. It doesn't cost a lot more to go in a private nonstop. And a lot of the companies we work with will upgrade you that for free. We want to make sure, like I said, get there the right way, because the number one thing we hear on a trip is the airfare and the transfer. It's the first and the last thing you do on a trip. So those are the two things we're going to hear about when things don't go well. And we'll always say, well, was your trip great? Oh yeah, my trip was fine. The hotel was great, but I absolutely hate United Airlines. And I'm like, okay, so we have nothing to do with that, but we try to make sure. And then, you know, did you have enough time? So you have to get to the airport. Did you give yourself enough time on the way back? You got to realize how long it takes to get through customs in Cancun and how long it takes for you guys to drop your bag and do this and do that and how long you need to be there. You can't get there 45 minutes before you fly. And if you can't, What's it going to cost you to switch your flight? How much are you liable for? So that would be number two, is how long your distances is. And then number three is insurance. Nobody likes to talk about insurance, right? Because I hate pay, like I always compare it this way. I pay for car insurance. I have never had a car accident. I've had my license for almost 40 years. That's scary. I've never had a car accident. I've never had to pay for anything. And I pay for insurance every single month. It's so annoying, right? But gosh, if I got sued or if something happened, I'm sure glad I have it. I know it's the law, but I'm sure glad I have it. So there's different types of insurance. Yes, a lot of our credit cards carry certain types, but there's also insurance that we sell, which is very different. Most of your insurance that comes on a credit card is a one-time shot and done. You can't ever use it again. So if you've used it before, you can't do it again. It's going to cover for different reasons. We carry insurance that's canceled for any reason. That means Susan wakes up tomorrow and says, I don't feel like going, and they're going to give me back my money. That's a big difference. People say this to us every day. Well, of course I'm going on my honeymoon. I certainly hope so. Would you like to go on a honeymoon with a broken leg and go to Tahiti? Your trip of a lifetime, and your trip was $15,000. And now I tell you, I'm really sorry. None of it's refundable. Now, some of it might be, some of it might not be. What if you get back half? Can you go back with half that money? I don't think so. So we just tell people, look, we make, I think, $5 a policy. It's not about that. What we're trying to do is give you, again, information about something. And people get nervous about it because they don't want to spend money on it. I totally get it. But our job is to give you information that you don't think about. And you'd be surprised how many things happen or how many things happen that you're not, that you go, you know what, I'd really rather go when there's not a storm coming to Tahiti and a tsunami. I'd rather really change my trip for 2 weeks later. Great. You have insurance. We can do that. Because guess what? Bad weather is not covered by insurance. But cancel for any reason insurance, they don't give a crap why. So you can change it whenever you want. So we give you information on that. So those are probably the number three things that we talk through and we tell people, no matter who you do business with, of course we welcome you into our business. No matter who you do business with, whether you go with an online agency, you go with another travel agency, whether it's your cousin or whether it's us at Susan's Travel Services, and we're lucky enough to have you guys contact us, make sure you have a great relationship with them. You feel like they answer the phone. Make sure you feel like they listen to you. Make sure you feel like you can reach them with requests and they make you feel like a VIP because you are important. It is really important to us that the guests that we work with and the clients that we build, like I said, are valuable and that they come back to us because we make them feel valuable. So if you work with someone else, make sure you're getting that return, that it's not just this is the cheapest, because guess what? When something goes wrong, they're going to treat you the same way they treated you when you booked your trip. So make sure you just get that. And if you're getting that from those people, that is fabulous. We do not want to take business away from other people. We want to work with people who've never worked with someone else. And we want to show you how fabulous we are to work with. And we want you guys to explore the world for the rest of your life. And we can be that person for you.
That is so well said. Thank you so much for joining us and for sharing all of your expertise. You're always so generous with all of your knowledge and your time, and we really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys, and enjoy planning your wedding.
I really hope you loved today's show, and I hope you got a ton of great inspiration and advice from Susan today. Travel and new experiences are incredibly special to me, and I really hope you and your soon-to-be husband or wife can enjoy the trip of a lifetime to celebrate your honeymoon. To schedule a completely free honeymoon consultation with Susan, you've got a couple of super easy options. You can either send an email to info@susanstravelservices.com, or you can visit her website, susanstravelservices.com, and click on the Contact Us button to schedule a free call. Be sure to mention the Wedding Planning Podcast for $50 off your final booking. Her website one more time is susanstravelservices.com. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, and I will meet you here again next week, same time, same place.